Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're delving into 18 Minutes, a transformative guide by Peter Bregman that presents a viable strategy for enhancing productivity, achieving goals, and eliminating distractions. This insightful book not only helps readers identify work that is genuinely fulfilling, but also equips them with the tools to stay focused and realize their objectives. Peter Bregman, renowned for his role as an advisor and consultant to leaders of various organizations, from sprawling corporations to nimble startups, brings his vast expertise in leadership and work-life improvement to the fore. His actionable advice, grounded in years of experience and enriched by contributions to Forbes and Psychology Today, offers a clear path to not just doing more, but doing what matters most. 18. Minutes is specially crafted for those who find themselves perpetually busy yet unproductive, individuals feeling swamped by their workload, and anyone seeking not just success, but fulfillment and meaning in their personal and professional lives. If you've ever wondered how to sift through the chaos of everyday tasks to focus on what's truly important, Bregman's 18 Minutes might just hold the answers you're seeking. Join us as we explore the key insights from this pivotal career and life handbook. Eighteen minutes. Find your focus, master distraction, and get the right things done. Introduction. Discover how to hone your focus and achieve more in just 18 minutes. Are you ever caught in a whirlwind of distractions, struggling to zero in on what matters most? In a world where our attention is a hot commodity, chased relentlessly by notifications, social media, and the ever-present hum of technology, it's becoming increasingly challenging to focus and be productive. But imagine if you could reclaim your concentration and not just dream about your goals, but actually achieve them. And what if I told you that all it takes is 18 minutes? Embark on this journey to discover invaluable life lessons hidden in unexpected places, from the undo send option in Gmail to the choices represented by an array of jelly flavors, even learning to love your own quirks. These insights offer more than just advice. They're the keys to unlocking a focused, fulfilled, and productive life. Part 1. Press pause. The key to unlocking your most productive self starts with a moment of reflection. Ever stared at your to-do list first thing in the morning and felt a wave of overwhelm wash over you? You're definitely not alone in the quest to fit a mountain of tasks into a molehill of time. Yet the secret to mastering your day, and indeed your life, might just be simpler and more accessible than you think. It all begins with a purposeful pause. Imagine harnessing the power of a brief interlude, a mere moment taken to step back, breathe, and assess. This short break isn't indicative of procrastination, but rather a strategic tactic for enhancing focus, streamlining actions, and significantly reducing errors. Think about the ingenious undo send option in Gmail, a lifeline that offers a precious few seconds to rescind an email that, upon a heartbeat's reflection, might not have been the best idea. These 5 seconds aren't just useful, they're a practical lesson in the value of pausing. That immediate post-click regret, it's a jarring reminder that our first reactions are often emotionally charged and potentially rash. The brief delay provided by the undo send feature is all it takes for our more rational selves to intervene, steering us clear of potential pitfalls. But the benefits of this deliberate pause extend far beyond email etiquette. By slowing down, we prime our brains for long-term success, much like marathon runners strategically intersperse rest days with periods of intense training to build endurance. This analogy perfectly encapsulates why we, too, need these breathers. Not just for physical rest, but to mentally recalibrate, allowing fresh perspectives and innovative solutions to emerge. Without these intentional pauses, we risk operating on autopilot, tethered to preconceived notions of how things should be, which in turn can lead to preventable mistakes and missed opportunities. The act of pausing is transformative, offering a clarity that cuts through the noise, helping us see our surroundings and our challenges in a new light. So, as you face the day ahead, remember, The first critical step towards true productivity is not to rush headlong into your tasks, but to take a moment. Pause, reflect. It's the simplest yet most potent tool in your arsenal for becoming your most productive self. Part 2. Unlock your potential. How embracing your strengths and weaknesses leads to success. Are you brimming with ambition, but find yourself at a standstill, unsure of where to begin? The journey to discovering what's truly important and fulfilling in your life can be overwhelming. However, the key to unlocking your full potential and achieving your dreams lies in understanding and leveraging your unique strengths while also embracing your weaknesses. Start by asking yourself the big questions. What are my goals for today, this week, this year, or even my lifetime? Identifying what you want to achieve is the first step in carving out a path that's uniquely yours. The next step is to simplify. A ship cannot sail in all directions. Similarly, spreading yourself too thin across numerous goals will only lead to frustration. Limit your options by honing in on what you naturally excel at. This doesn't just make the decision-making process easier. It ensures your efforts are concentrated where they can have the most impact. Imagine narrowing down your focus to about 5 core areas that, if improved, would significantly enhance your life. This could range from strengthening relationships, excelling in your career, to personal health or financial stability. Investing 95% of your effort in these areas ensures that you are not just busy, but productive, moving steadily towards realizing your dreams. However, focusing on your strengths doesn't mean turning a blind eye to your weaknesses. On the contrary, acknowledging and embracing your weaknesses is crucial. Everyone has limitations, but it's how you adapt to and work with these shortcomings that can set you apart. Take, for instance, the power of seeing things in black and white. While it may seem like a limitation, it can be a strength in scenarios that require clear, decisive action. A friend of the author transformed this perceived weakness into a formidable asset while navigating the complex waters of health reform. By confidently advocating his stance without getting lost in the gray areas, he was able to push forward and make significant strides in his work. So, as you contemplate your direction in life, remember to balance your efforts by focusing on areas where you naturally shine and being open to the lessons hidden in your weaknesses. This balanced approach will not only provide clarity and direction, but will also empower you to achieve excellence in ways you never imagined. You're not just working harder, you're working smarter, on the path to making the right choices for your life. Part 3. Embrace what sets you apart and chase your dreams, steering clear of common setbacks. Have you ever viewed your unique traits and passions as obstacles rather than assets? It's time to flip that perspective on its head. In the saturated marketplace of today's world, where choices are aplenty, it's those who dare to be different that catch the eye and carve a niche for themselves. Your uniqueness is not just a trait, it's your superpower in achieving standout success. As you contemplate the direction of your personal or professional journey, consider projects or paths that capitalize on what makes you distinct. These are the ventures that not only promise success, but also align with your deepest passions, making every step in the journey rewarding. The allure of working on something you're passionate about cannot be overstated. Passion acts as the fuel for perseverance, especially in endeavors that demand mastery or perfection. A fascinating study from the Berlin Academy of Music highlighted this beautifully, noting that it takes around 8,000 hours of practice for someone to become a professional violinist. Now, imagine dedicating such a colossal amount of time to something you're indifferent about. It's your passion that makes these hours not just bearable, but enjoyable. However, the path to success is seldom without its hurdles. One of the more insidious traps is the fear of failure, which can halt progress in its tracks. Yet, it's crucial to remember that failure is not the end, but rather a stepping stone to learning and growth. Every stumble offers invaluable lessons that pave the way for improvement. Another common obstacle is the anxiety stemming from uncertainty about the future. It's natural to feel daunted by the unknown, yet it's essential to recognize that the future is always uncertain. rather than being paralyzed by what might happen. Focus on the present and the opportunities you can create now. Armed with this mindset, you're not just prepared to embark on your journey, but to navigate it wisely, leveraging your unique strengths and passions. Now is the time to let your differences shine brightly, pursue your passions with fervor, and gracefully sidestep the pitfalls that may arise along the way. Your path is yours to shape. Embrace it, and the world will take notice. Part 4. Master your day with the transformative power of the 18-minute plan. In the endless pursuit of productivity, managing your time effectively is the cornerstone of achieving your goals. Yet finding a method that steers you clear of distractions while ensuring you remain focused and on track can seem like an elusive quest. Enter the transformative 18-minute plan, a daily ritual designed to maximize your productivity and guide you towards achieving your daily objectives. Begin your day with a 5-minute morning ritual dedicated to planning. This isn't just about listing the tasks you aim to accomplish. It's about deliberately choosing what not to focus on. Crafting an ignore list is as crucial as your to-do list, helping you sidestep potential distractions and stay laser-focused on your priorities. For instance, if improving your parenting is on your agenda, make a conscious decision to rely less on others' advice and more on tuning in to your child's needs today. The significance of scheduling cannot be overstressed. Vague intentions like, "I'll do it tomorrow," seldom translate into action. Concrete plans, specifying when and where you'll execute a task, dramatically increase your likelihood of success. Life, of course, is unpredictable, and adjustments might be necessary. Should you need to reschedule, aim to do so within the same day or the next few days at most. Adhering to a 3-day rule helps maintain momentum. If the task remains undone despite these reattempts, consider if it's truly essential or if it's time to let it go. Incorporate a 1-minute reflection every hour into your day. It's astonishing how quickly focus can fray, leaving you adrift amid the day's demands. These hourly pauses serve as crucial checkpoints, allowing you to assess progress, recalibrate, and recharge before moving forward. This habit not only prevents burnout but ensures your day aligns with your initial plan and goals. Conclude your day with a 5-minute evening review. Reflect on the day's accomplishments and setbacks. What strategies worked? What didn't? This reflection isn't merely about tallying successes and failures, but about extracting lessons from both and applying them to future endeavors. The beauty of the 18-minute plan lies in its simplicity and adaptability, empowering you to command your day and keep distractions at bay. By dedicating mere minutes to planning, reflecting, and strategizing, you transform not just your days, but your entire approach to achieving excellence. Part 5. Conquering distractions. Harness your environment, boundaries, and mind. Even armed with a well-structured plan and a daily ritual designed to keep you on track, the specter of distractions looms large. They are the Achilles heel of productivity, with the initial step often being the most formidable hurdle. An impactful tactic to combat this is environmental manipulation. The scenery of your workspace can significantly influence your ability to focus. A monotonous view can lull your senses into distraction, whereas minor changes, like a different seating arrangement, can inject a fresh dose of concentration into your workday. Consider this when the environment feels stale. A simple shift could be the rejuvenation your focus needs. Turning tasks into a game can also add an element of fun and motivation to your work. When a daunting long-term project looms over you, breaking it down into manageable levels with corresponding rewards for completion can transform overwhelm into excitement. This gamification of tasks elevates your motivation, making the start less intimidating and the process more engaging. Establishing and maintaining clear boundaries is crucial for a distraction-free zone. This is especially relevant in shared spaces. Whether it's your home office or a secluded workspace, communicating your need for uninterrupted time is key. Implementing policies like knock before entering or establishing specific do not disturb hours helps signal to others the seriousness of your focus time. Without enforcement, these rules may as well be mere suggestions, so consistency is key. At times, the primary source of distraction can be ourselves. It's a curious thought, but one effective strategy is to distract yourself from your distractions. When the urge to deviate arises, be it a snack break temptation or the pull of social media, a deliberate pause to redirect your focus can prove invaluable. This method of self-intervention serves to recalibrate your attention towards productivity. Embarking on your productivity journey with these strategies in mind, remember to start small. Accomplishing even the most minor task sets the stage for tackling greater challenges with confidence. With mastery over your environment, boundaries, and intrinsic distractions, you're now equipped to dive into your plan and unfold the potential of your day, distraction-free. Final summary. The key to genuine achievement and fulfillment lies not in conforming to the expectations of others or bowing to the pressures of what's deemed necessary. Instead, it's about making deliberate choices that resonate with your true self. Begin this journey by reflecting on what sets you apart: your distinctive strengths, the obstacles you've faced, and the passions that light a fire in your heart. With this understanding, envision what you aim to achieve. Whether it's setting objectives for the coming year or crafting long-term aspirations, allow your unique blend of talents and interests to guide your ambitions. The transformative 18-minute ritual stands as your daily beacon, a simple yet profound practice to keep you aligned with your goals, enabling you to navigate around distractions and maintain your focus. Remember, embarking on this path is not merely about reaching destinations, but about mastering the terrain of your personal and professional life with authenticity and purpose. Embrace this approach, and you'll find not only success, but also a deeper connection to your endeavors and yourself. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.